Breakfast Show.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
Liquor, man, liquor. Ryan, you haven't mentioned how hot it's going to be today. It's going to be so hot today. I promise ya. So if you don't have sunblock, get yourself some sunblock. Don't know why I'm talking like that, but just get sunblock. Be hydrated today. It's bizarre. My kids wanted to swim yesterday. They're like, Dad, can we swim? I'm like, no, it's winter still.
Yeah.
You can't swim in winter. And they were like, yeah, but Dad, everyone else is swimming. I'm like, who? People. When your kids tell you that, everyone else is doing it. And I'm like, who? Them. They.
Ja, ons het so gister so dryf hier van Mamasbrug af gevat, so lekker hier. Ek het so 'n bietjie klip hier wil omgery, praat by Seepunt en so see langs opgekom. Was daar, dis kan Bloubergs so 'n bietjie gewees. Lieflike dag. Strand was vol gewees. Ja, my meisiekind was ook natuurlik in die water en hy water is koud. Weet jy, hy is ordentlik koud. Ek jou man loop in spog, jy kan maar loop waar. As jy of jou speedo of wat ook al het, met 'n 8 duim, maar sodra jy jou enkels in die water en sit, is dit 8 shame. En jy is bitterkoud daar, so, hy watertjies.
Van een 8 duim tot een 8 shame.
Ryan, I will pay to see the two of you in a mankini. That's going to be something to behold.
Oh.
Then the only thing I'm left to see is the Great Wall of China. Then I would have seen everything.
Wow, it's very nice.
Yo. I don't know. I'm like, I'm not sure, so sure about
I would,
that.
Yes, I would not even do that to my friends.
Can you imagine getting your friends dressed up in that Borat suit?
No.
So we're not taking the challenge.
What, you and I go, well, let's do one better. Let's go down to that. Do they still do the Sandy Bay things? Where you go down to Sandy Bay and do the little walk and. I've been there before.
Have you?
Of course I've been there.
And how was it? What did you see?
Not much, though. There's loads of rocks and that down there, and you don't just go peep around a rock and stare.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
You take
unless you're used to seeing naked people, right? Because so if you're new to Cape Town and you haven't been there before, Sandy Bay is like, it's a bit of a nudist beach.
Yeah.
Right? But when I say bit of, I mean, it's not really. It's, you know, it has that attached to it that people go there because it's secluded. There's parts of it that are very private. So you can go. It's quite a way to get there.
Yeah. I wouldn't know.
I've been a couple of times. It's actually a beautiful beach down there. It's lovely. But, you know what you're in for. I mean, don't go there and report people. T's and C's. People go there and they get their kid off and they sit behind a rock quietly and they mind their own business.
But do they have, like... Do they have someone that's actually like patrolling?
patrolling. What a big baton you have.
It's not a good look. Just don't take a set of binoculars to Sandy Bay.
Nobody goes there and go, you don't walk all the way down to a secluded beach to go and, oh, put your clay. That's disgusting.
But that's the thing. That's what I was actually asking. Like, is there someone just to kind of like.
What? Just what? To usher people in. Hi, good day, ma'am. Welcome to Sandy Bay. A bit overdressed for today's party.
Please remove your speedo.
I'm trying to understand how it works. That's all.
Oh, I tell you what. But when you on your way down there, the hardest part about getting down there is, you know, where do you keep your car key? You really worry about the people that walk.
Yeah.
And their hands are empty. Like, where did you put the phone?
If they look like they're kniping.
They're just key holding. Anyway, but like I said, it's not your first call. So you're not going to just go and go, oh, today's going to be warm.
Yes.
It's 27. I'm off to Sandy Bay.
Exactly.
No, you'd know. I'm going to go there. To lie next to a rock naked and feel one with the earth.
Stunning.
It's amazing how people just think, like, I mean, you know, that people go there that they're promiscuous or they're looking for sexy times or whatever. It's not that.
It's just people who feel free and comfortable in their own skin.
Yeah, well, I certainly didn't see any of that when I was down there. It's not that I was looking, though, but I didn't. No one, you know, gave me funny looks or... whatever. Anyway, mind you, most of them left when I arrived.
Smile 90.4 FM traffic.
Where's everybody going? Marco, Polo, let's get involved. Marco.
Good luck with your traffic report success.
I'm good. I've got it.
Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.